But right now, I want to talk about the legality of so much of what the Biden administration is attempting to do to the American people. And I want to do it with a guy who knows the law. Hans von Spakovsky is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a former commissioner for the Federal Election Commission, and former counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights at the Justice Department. Hans, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Vince.
I want to start with the Justice Department suing Texas this week over its new abortion law. Merrick Garland, the attorney general, let me just start with like a basic question about him. What happened to that guy? I thought I was told, the mainstream press told me, that Merrick Garland was, you know, a straight down the middle guy. He would have been a perfect Supreme Court justice. Who could possibly object to him? He's just been a pretty left-wing stooge on behalf of the Biden administration so far.
Oh, yeah, thank goodness he isn't on the Supreme Court, although he's now wreaking havoc around the country as the head of the Justice Department. He has been acting not as an attorney general, but frankly, as a partisan hack. And you can see it in the, frankly, unbelievable lawsuit that the Justice Department has filed against Texas. I've never seen such a badly written, almost frivolous complaint as what they filed. And it's so bad. Let me tell you how bad it is, Vince. This gives you an idea. Remember, they're suing Texas over the Texas law that limits abortions after 6 weeks. And yet they have a footnote in their complaint in which they say that they're suing on behalf of, quote, all individuals who become pregnant and seek an abortion regardless of gender identity.
What?
Yeah, so these lawyers, they can't get basic biology correct. I mean, political correctness pervades this whole lawsuit. And I got to tell you, if private lawyers had filed this, I think a court would not only dismiss it, but probably sanction the lawyers for doing it. And the case is so weak that they have filed that I can't cover it all at the time we haven't talked. But I'll just give you two quick examples.
But remember, they're really – I'm sorry, just to emphasize this point. They really say that they're filing this lawsuit on behalf of men who might want to get abortions in Texas?
That's exactly what they're saying.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand. Okay, two more examples you said.
Well, look, when you sue in federal court, you have to have standing to sue. That means you have to show that you've got – an injury, right? You've got some kind of concrete injury. They claim that their injury is the fact that the Texas law prevents women, and I guess pregnant men, from vindicating their rights in court. That is an absurd argument, because if an abortion clinic, for example, is sued in Texas, look, they can assert as part of their defense, hey, this law is unconstitutional. It violates, you know, Roe versus Wade. So the idea that this law somehow prevents people from being able to defend themselves in court, that is an absurd argument. They also claim that,
in other words, the Texas law itself did not suspend litigation, the enforcement of laws, the redress of grievances. It didn't do anything to imperil anyone's constitutional rights to fight it out in court.
No, exactly right. And look, they have sued the state of Texas, all of its officers and agents, and any private person that may take advantage of the provisions of the law. And what people need to understand is what the law says is, look, it bans abortion after 6 weeks or when a fetal heartbeat is detected. But guess what? It prevents enforcement by state officials. In other words, all the individuals they have sued, the agents, the people of the state government, they can't enforce the law. Instead, it set up a provision saying that private individuals, like, you know, you or me, we can file suit against anyone who performs or induces an abortion, and yet they're suing the state government, which can't enforce the law. Not only that, but DOJ is suing everybody and anybody who could act under this private right of action. Well, the law doesn't limit it to people in Texas. anybody in the United States could sue to enforce that law, which in essence means that the federal government is suing everyone in the United States. It's the lawsuit's entitled U.S. versus Texas. It ought to actually be entitled U.S. versus U.S., which is, again, is just totally crazy.
It is. It does. It sounds completely crazy. Hans, yesterday, the president of the United States got up to a microphone and declared that every private business in the country with over 100 employees will now have to succumb to a vaccine mandate. Every employee has to be mandated, has to get the vaccine or be subjected to a pretty onerous testing regime. And that apparently the costs will have to be incurred by these businesses. And if they fail to comply, they will be fined into the ground. Do you sense when you hear all of that yesterday, did your legal ears perk up?
Oh, yeah, because the president, I'm sorry, but he doesn't have the power to do that. This is very similar, Vince, to remember how the CDC came out and issued this mandate saying that landlords across the country could not throw anybody out. They couldn't suspend leases. They couldn't end leases of people who aren't paying their rent. And the courts have said already, look, you can't do that, including the Supreme Court, because the CDC doesn't have that power. This is exactly the same thing. I hate to tell President Biden this, but he's not the dictator of the United States. And he doesn't have the power to simply order businesses across the country to do this. Mm-hmm. They're trying to use and saying that OSHA can do it. You know, OSHA, the federal agency that works on safety issues.
Yes.
But OSHA has also very limited powers under the statute that set it up. And nowhere in that statute does it give OSHA the ability to do what the president is trying to do.
Okay, so even under that OSHA statute, they can't do it, because as far as I can see, all the corporate media lawyers who were out there yesterday, or maybe people who read, you know, Law School for Dummies, they were all out saying yesterday, oh, it's totally fine. OSHA lets him do this. Stop overreacting.
No, there are certain standards before OSHA can do something like this, and what's going on with COVID simply does not meet those standards.
Incredible. Well, I'm glad you reminded him not to be a dictator. I hope somebody else does too. Maybe somebody in the White House. That'd be good. Thank you, Hans von Spakovsky. Always nice to talk to you. Thank you for that. And have a great weekend.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Right. It's